Fire your financial advisor. 40 years of greed and exploitation of the American retiree and how you can fight back. Written and narrated by Greg Ehler. To the overlooked, ignored, exploited, used, taken for granted, discredited, unappreciated, discounted primary targets of a financial industry that has taken advantage of you for too long, this book is for you. This book is dedicated to all the 95%ers. Disclaimer and cheat sheet. Disclaimer. Now listen, if you are a financial advisor who's made a career amassing a substantial book of retiree assets and charging a 1% fee for the privilege, this book will definitely not be for you. Prepare to have your feelings hurt. All you retirees out there who have less than $2.5 million in your retirement accounts, I wrote this book for you. If you have over $2.5 million, this book might not be for you, but hear me out. Even if you are cracking open this book in your first-class seat on your way to the islands, what it says will still make sense to you. It could help you look under a rock you didn't know about, or maybe it could help your parents, grandparents, or other 95% of retirees. There are almost 50 million of them who are below that magic $2.5 million mark make it through retirement without losing their life savings. Cheat Sheet Part 1. These chapters will show you how and why your retirement dollars got caught in the crosshairs of one of the largest industries in the world, the financial services industry, and what that has cost the American retiree. Skip this part if you don't care how we got into this mess in the first place. Part 2. This part of the book explores the new financial guide to retirement in the information age. Skip this part if you don't care what new services and person will eventually replace your financial advisor. Appendix A. If you just want a quick checklist to determine if you should fire your financial advisor, skip the whole book and start here. Appendix B. If you've already decided you want to fire your financial advisor but need help doing it, skip the whole book and start here. About me. When someone asks me, why did you write this book, it would be easy for me to rattle off, I hope the reader fires their financial advisor. I really do. But that's not my first answer. Finance books are usually dry, complicated, boring, and overall tough reads. So in truth, I simply hope that whoever opens it, you, will find it interesting, funny, and easy to read and enjoyable enough that you'll want to keep reading it to the end. In short, I wanted to write a book that readers wanted to finish. That's it. Now, firing your financial advisor isn't a decision anyone takes lightly. So before we start, you deserve to know something about the guy who's telling you to do it. Well, I'm regularly described as the biggest asshole with the biggest heart you'll ever meet. Of course, I don't think that is 100% fair, but I guess it isn't my call. I never yell or scream. I don't judge books by their covers. I'm a relentless and loyal friend. I do what I say I will do, and I protect the people I love. But I admit that I do speak directly and without apology about what I see in the world, and that unfiltered approach can get me in a little trouble. My response to that is, you don't change the world by getting in line and following. This book will probably add a few more votes to the he's an asshole list, but I don't care. I believe the world needs to change. This story needs to be told because at this moment in the United States, there are 50 million retirees being overlooked and exploited by the financial industry. I really care about the 95%ers who get overlooked because their accounts aren't big enough. I care because their life savings should get the same attention as those of the top 5%ers. I care because they've worked hard their whole lives to get to retirement, maybe even harder than the 5%ers, but are regularly overlooked by the professional services industry. Most of all, I care because I was raised by those 95%ers. My old man was a factory worker, my mom a school teacher, my grandpa a meter man, and my grandma a school bus driver. I was raised in small town, rural Ohio, with a wood-burning stove and no air conditioning. I've got a Stetson hat, a pair of Lucchese boots, a slight Ohio drawl, and the scars from one too many bar fights over the years. By any standard, I'm a certified hillbilly. Growing up, I knew what it was like to be lower middle, middle, and upper middle class. Never rich, never poor, always somewhere in the middle. When I entered this world in 1980, my dad was a laid-off construction worker and times were tough. Yet by the time I graduated high school, he had worked his way up to a management position at Honda. I had a basketball hoop outside,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?